It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mick.
For the emergency break of the week.
Mickey? I'm out of here.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Greg in Louisville starts off some phone calls. Hi, Greg.
I really don't like this move because I don't think...
Oh, dear.
Hello.
What do you want me to do, guys?
And boom goes the dynamite.
What's up, Greg?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we could try.
Hello.
We're gone.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
So we'll just talk here as if we're really on.
You know, this team's just not that good.
And maybe we are.
Hello.
Oh, we're on still?
Hello.
Okay, well, stand by then. We'll take some phone calls here real soon. We'll just continue broadcasting here on the Sports World.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Wow, what a mess that was. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. George is the quarterback of the emergency break of the week. I'm the backup quarterback, and since he's gone today and we have Fox 4's Mike Ducey in, I've been forced into action. So let's get to it.
Boy, it is a pleasure to be in studio for this segment, though.
Is it really?
Seriously. I think favorite segments of the week on your show, in no particular order, biggest show coming to town, rarely miss it, scatter shooting, which you've just so eloquently completed.
Oh, well, thank you.
And this one. It's and, of course, certain 840 characters, which we can do rankings
certain
of later.
Hmm.
You know, some work better than others. But, you know, this always is entertaining radio.
Well, thank you.
That's our week.
Nice of you to say. By the way,
try to keep up the tradition here.
Speaking of 840, I understand we're going to visit with Billy Tubbs today, the former college basketball coach. He's our college basketball analyst during March Madness.
Yeah.
So Billy with us at 8:40. All right, our three candidates this week for the emergency break of the week. Candidate number one, George Dunham. Now, he's not here to defend his actions, but earlier in the week, he was reading a story about the PGA potentially moving their headquarters to Frisco, Texas. And he had a note in that story that was not very hashtag Me Too friendly.
And the proposed site is going to be in Frisco, where not only are they going to have their headquarters, but we got some new golf courses coming in. Two 18-hole semi-public courses and a 9-hole short hole course. But
what kind of course?
A 9-hole short course. Maybe we'll hear that again next week. But the 18s.
The old short whore course.
Very specific clientele.
I'm guessing you don't need a tea time at that course. It's probably pretty wide open most of the time.
You just leave the money on the counter before you tee off.
Okay, how many
and the proposed site is going to be in Frisco, where not only are they going to have their headquarters, but we got some new golf courses coming in. Two 18-hole semi-public courses and a 9-hole short hole course. But
what kind of course?
A 9-hole short course. Maybe we'll hear that again next week. But the 18...
Pressing on.
So who would be allowed to play?
Gordon? Thoughts?
What? You think I know any short whores? No idea, Mike. Why don't you do it?
All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate number two for the emergency break of the week from the Hardline, it's Mike Reiner, the old gray wolf. They were having a discussion, and Mike puts the emphasis on the wrong word in a common phrase, and that caught the attention of his coworkers.
The Beatles weren't done yet, were they?
I don't think so.
67.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, man, that was a rough life for that guy.
Well, they were all butt done.
What?
They were all butt done by then.
Oh.
No.
You want to do butt stuff? You kind of emphasize butt in a weird
done.
Way.
Sorry.
They're all butt done.
They're done with butts.
All right, they were all but done. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. They're all butt done. Something like my grandpa. Speaking of grandparents.
Oh, I want to hear what comes next.
That was a very weird way to phrase that.
Yes.
Like they'd all had cosmetic surgeries on their rear ends, or all but done.
Prison episode.
It definitely stood out.
The Beatles weren't done yet, were they?
I don't think so.
67.
Yeah.
Okay.
God,
well,
man, That's a rough life for that guy.
Well, they were all butt done.
What?
They were all butt done by then.
Oh.
Oh.
You want to do butt stuff? You kind of emphasize butt in a weird
done.
Way.
Sorry.
They're all butt done.
They're done with butts.
All right, they were all but done.
Okay. God forbid anybody in this station.
They're all butt done. Sound like my grandpa.
Ever let anything like that go.
I know.
You know it never, it's just.
Never.
The radar immediately goes up.
Everybody that works here is constantly on high alert for a misspeak, a misstep, anything.
Yes, and that's why we're all going to die early, because our cardiovascular system can't take walking a tightrope for 4 hours a day, getting ready to be pounced on by your friends.
Well, and here comes another example.
Oh, no.
This is candidate number three, Jason Killer Kellison, who has been producing this show all week. Fernando's been on vacation. And every once in a while, if Killer is in and it happens to be a holiday or a big moment in sports, Killer will write an essay and present it to us. And he did one this week for March Madness in college basketball. He slipped up on many words, but one in particular sounded a bit edgy.
Before professionals, leagues had established a foothold on the nation's large cities before basketball fever had already reaching epidemic proportions.
That sentence again.
A foothold in the nation's large cities before basketball fever had already reaching epidemic proportions in the land of Lincoln.
In land of Lincoln.
Had already reaching epidemic proportions. All right, that was so funny because he said that word. He didn't say cities. And the word right before it was large.
How did he get that out of large cities?
I don't know, but let's listen to it again.
Before professionals, leagues had established a foothold on the nation's large cities before basketball fever had already reaching epidemic proportions.
That sentence again.
A foothold in the nation's large cities before basketball fever had already reaching epidemic proportions in the land of Lincoln.
You know, I have many favorite things about that clip. One of my favorite things is the way when we call him on it, he just keeps plowing straight ahead. He doesn't want to stop.
No.
He just wants to go right through it.
He just wanted to deliver his information.
Before professionals, leagues had established a foothold on the nation's large cities before basketball fever had already reaching epidemic proportions.
That's on us again.
A foothold in the nation's large cities before basketball fever had already reaching epidemic proportions in the land of Lincoln.
A lot of different tenses going on there.
Oh, God, that might be my favorite bit on the station.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh. There are your three candidates for the emergency break of the week. Candidate number one, George. Candidate number two, Mike. Candidate number three, Killer. 888-787-1310. And to the phones we go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I can see her now, running back up that aisle. No, she was dancing up the aisle. Knockers bouncing all over the joint. My ass was wiggling, too. I seen that, you son bitch.
Okay. He's voting for Killer, and he's doing a pretty good Jackie Gleason from Smokey and the Bandit.
Ah, okay.
I see her now, running back up that aisle. Oh, she went dancing up it. Knockers bouncing all over.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Is Deuce there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering, do you think it's weird that people call you Deuce, which is another name for like turds and stuff?
Well, I think it's my it's an abbreviation of my father's name, which is good enough for you.
Hey, also,
jerk! I don't need you making fun of my last name.
Are you going to vote?
Hey, yeah, I'm going to vote.
You need to do it now.
Okay, I'm getting to it. Jesus.
Yep.
We are
not going to let you take the Lord's name in vain on this show. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning to you, Mike.
Well, and good morning,
other guys.
Wow.
As much as I'd like to vote for Killer, it's not really nice. Yeah, it's not really nice to pick on the mentally challenged. So let's go with Jubb.
He's not mentally challenged. He's mentally disabled.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, can I get Deucey's a bitch for $200?
Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Hey, Deucey, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning.
I just want to vote for Killer and his big rack.
Hey.
You know, doesn't have the big rack anymore. He's lost a lot of weight.
That's right, state of the art. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey. Hello? Hello? This is Junkie Joey. Deucey's the one who gave me a kiss.
What?
When
kid?
I pulled up my
Junkie Joey, he's your garbage man that you kissed on
oh,
the forehead.
Oh, God, that's a good callback. Hey, good morning, Junkie Joey.
Hey, good to be on with you, but I got a complaint, a hashtag me too. I went to take a picture with him, and he put his hand down the back of my overalls.
Okay.
Slipped it in me.
Is this true, Mike? It's not. It's obviously a reference to allegations against a certain sports owner in town here.
But so you're
Junkie
denying.
Joey, always, okay. Always nice to hear from you.
Junkie Joey.
Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Am I on? I am right here.
Die.
Oh. Hey, Natalie.
Fake Natalie Maines.
Hey, DC.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, DC. I want to vote for George Dunham. Just so you know, go Red Raiders.
All right. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to congratulate George Dunham on tonight's induction to the Diarrhea Hall of Fame.
They have one of those?
All right, we'll pass that along. Do you want to vote?
Oh, yeah, for George.
Okay. Hi, you're
what
on the ticket.
What would the trophies look like for that?
Who wins the e-break?
Because y'all torpedo every word and sentence out of his mouth and every relationship at work he has, I'm going to give a gratuitous vote out this week to Juicy.
Okay, he's not up for the e-break, but okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, friends. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Calling to vote for the emergency break of the week. With Tiger's recent success, it has the golfing world in quite a tizzy. We had the bear come out of hibernation in 86. Will the tiger be on the prowl in 18? We'll have to wait and see. But now, I would like to vote for the greatness of Jub Jub Dunham.
Wow, thank you.
Production value is great.
Boy, that's great. Had
tradition
his own
music. Unlike any other.
All right, George is one away from a win. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Gisha, dude.
Hey, thanks.
Deuce.
Hey, good morning.
Can you hear me, Deuce?
Hi.
Hey, do you remember you're on Fox 4?
Yeah, I still am, but yes. I was just on last night.
Tracy Rowlett?
That doesn't make sense.
I stepped on that. What was that?
Did you kill Tracy Rowlett?
Oh.
Who is still alive and was on Channel 8.
This is the callback to the
OJ
call with Kate Delaney. Okay.
It's best we just move on. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
I would like to vote for the sniveling dribble of sex excrement that is Killer's large breast.
It was weird. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Hello, ECCAM Radio.
Oh, it's Michelle Wee. Yes.
Hey, users and Dulcie.
Hi.
It is so cold in my land, Dulcie. Please send the down jacket that you promised me on Fox 4. During your cold drive, and I would like to cast my vote for George Dunham. Love you.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Why is it cold in Hawaii?
Stay warm. Well, guess what? That was the deciding vote. Oh. We have a winner. George Dunham wins the emergency break of the week.
And the proposed site is going to be in Frisco, where not only are they going to have their headquarters, but we got some new golf courses coming in. Two 18-hole semi-public courses and a 9-hole short hole course. But
what kind of course?
A 9-hole short course. Maybe we'll hear that again next week. But the 18s.
You like it how he just tries to move on.
How about the 18s?
Killer, do you have the rankings?
Yes, I do. I was robbed for George's 81st win overall. And fourth of the 2018.
Damn it.
So bitter.
Well.
Fourth of the 2018. So he is 19 behind Norman Adolf Hitzkes, I believe. Is Norm to 100 yet?
Not yet. He's at 96.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Wow. All right, that's the e-break.